world. I'm John Batchelor. Wall Street, waiting for the Fed. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, recently on television, I believe it was 60 Minutes, talking about cuts in the interest rates. The interest rates have succeeded, goes the argument, and therefore 5.5% is unnecessary. It slowed down the real estate market. It's damaged the ability of Americans to shop with leisure because the price of food. So therefore, cuts. And the Federal Reserve has said, all right, three cuts are called for. We've topped out in raising rates. Three cuts are called for in 2024. That isn't enough for Wall Street. They want to know when. So at the end of the year, it was March. And now that we're in February, it's May. And how many cuts? Initially, it was three, said the Fed. No, said Wall Street. Five. No, six. Maybe more. It became a guessing game and a competition on Wall Street. I welcome Véronique Duréjé to comment on these guesses about the Federal Reserve, with the caveat that the Wall Street Journal has a wonderful headline in these last hours from an article by Eric Wallerstein. Investors are almost always wrong about the Fed. Wall Street clings to hopes for interest rate cuts despite inflation fears. Véronique, a very good evening to you. What is your opinion of these hopes for cuts? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I don't see it happening. I know they're hopeful. They've been hopeful for a long time. They've hoped that interest rates wouldn't go up, because I think a lot of these investors, they have gotten accustomed to interest rates that are extremely low. But I just don't see it happening. I mean, growth, we have growth, we have wage going up, we have increase in productivity numbers. And in my opinion, the fact that in this year, at the very least, Treasury is going to have to sell over $10 trillion of bond. And it's going to have to repeat that exercise. And that's between debt rollover and also new debt because of the deficits, and increased interest payments, which requires also some borrowing. I just think between all of these things, it's going to be hard if the Fed is truly looking out for the data to actually start cutting.
Mr. Powell, in this television appearance, I didn't see it, but I read the summaries in the journal, commented about the debt apologetically, sort of like, we don't get into this, but I'm going to get into it, saying the debt is unsustainable, saying the debt means that the entitlements must be dealt with, saying that there's not time to wait, must be handled now by Congress. He's not saying what Congress is going to do. He's saying what must happen. You've been saying that for several years. Who's listening in Congress that we're talking about entitlements, the hardest of all, must be handled? We're talking about an unsustainable debt. And if they don't do anything, Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare, all will be slashed. Who's talking about it?
So there are more people on the House side now talking about it, but they're talking about it through the idea of a fiscal commission that would tackle the debt problems. I'm glad they're doing it, and it looks like at some point we'll have a debt commission. But while I support the effort, I'm a little reluctant to actually assert that this is going to work, because the scale of our problems is just pretty enormous. If you take Social Security alone in 3032, I think, or three, benefits are going to be cut by 23%. They don't want to do this. So Congress is going to have to do something. And right now, no one wants to talk to about Social Security. So I don't know. I'm worried that when they're talking about the fact that they care about the debt, they often don't talk about reforming entitlements. And they also just basically say, we're going to create a commission, as if that is going to be a silver, you know, it's just a silver bullet. But I just don't, I think it's just going to be really, really hard. And the longer we wait, the harder it is.
You quote in your column in the National Review Online, Douglas Holtz Eakin, talking in the Daily Dish about the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act due to sunset in 2025, and how the CBO is counting on that, because that if that actually happened, there would be some way to talk about the debt being reduced. Is it going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, some of it may, but I think 90% of the tax provision that are set to expire are going to be extended. The question, and if they're extended, it means if all of them were extended, I think it's like a loss in revenue over 10 years, contrary to what CBO has just put out, of $3.3 trillion. My question is like, actually, I support some, not all, of the provision being extended, but I want to do it with offsets. I think that the time of being able to get everything we want without cutting any spending, and including in the name of tax cuts, unfortunately, tax cuts, while raising taxes is going to be bad for the economy, I think cutting taxes is not going to address all of our debt problems. We're not going to generate enough growth to dig ourselves out of this mess we're in.
You've convinced me over these years that the Congress is not going to confront the debt, that the Congress is going to let this go to worst case scenario so that no one gets blamed and no one gets the credit for what happens. Is that where we're headed? No action whatsoever, and we cut Social Security.
I worry about it because when you look at the Congressional Budget Office and the way we talk a lot about these projections, right? We have in 30 years the debt to GDP going from roughly 100% to 180% in the next 30 years. But if you look at all the other measures like growth, inflation, interest rates, you know, nothing really bad happens. I mean, growth is not where we would want it to be, but inflation is about at 2%, and interest rates, they're higher than they have been the last 15 years, but they're roughly, you know, like 3.5 or at most 4%, right? But that's accounting. It's not actually economics. And what I think is going to happen is like it's not realistic to actually assume the U.S. is going to be able to dump that much debt without adjusting the primary surpluses. And if nothing happens, if they continue just adding the debt to the debt, at some point, interest rates are going to go much higher than what CBO projects. Inflation is going to break, which is going to stabilize the debt, but at an enormous cost to Americans. And certainly growth, economic growth is going to take a hit.
Veronique Tuberci of the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.